I'm joined here by Gweedore manager Christopher McFadden. The Late Late Show, Christopher, you were behind for most of the match, but you finished with a storming finale, and you're the champions.
Yeah, listen, like 6-3 at half time, and I'll totally give it to them. They dominated the first half, there's no doubt about it. But like, you know, as I said to them, boys, you get chances, stick at it. I believe we were the dominant team in the second half. We just couldn't put the scores over the bar. I think maybe 6-7 wides we have easy shots that we normally score. Nerves come into it, I suppose. But listen, great to get it.
Yeah, like, I suppose, you know, at one stage you were 4 points down. You got that back to one. And then, you know, they were, the two Gallagher brothers were very good for Glenswilly. They pushed that back out to three. Did you think it just wasn't going to be your day?
Yes and no. Like, listen, yes, within the easy shots that we were missing was so simple. Like, they score them 9 times out of 10. So I was thinking, we were chatting about it, management team, like, you know, like, it mightn't be our day. But, you know, and the fact that we kept going, we went within 1 point, but we let them back into it again, you know, was a wee bit of doubt in our mind.
Yeah, Cronin McFadden, the hero of the hour, the last 2 points, an inspired managerial decision by you to bring him on, was it?
Yeah, well, listen, no harm to Cronin. He's only 17. He's very young. Hey, just coming into the first year. Great talent. You know, listen, at the end of the day, we needed scores. So, you know, you both have to look to a score taker. And fair play to him. He got into wild positions. He had a goal chance. Great save by their keeper. 2 points. You know, at the end of the day, that was the win of the game.
Yeah. So, like, a big win for Gweedore, especially after losing the two finals on county final day. You know, this ends the year in a high. There's a lot of young talent coming through, and it augurs well for the future.
Ah, yeah, listen, you know, the whole aim, I suppose, with all the situation is to build players to make them into senior players. Like, you know, like, so, like, we'll look back and, like, you know, we've lost an awful lot of players there over since 2018. We've lost about 60-70% of our team, you know, that year. So, like, you know, it's going to take time. Like, I don't expect our club to be winning championships for another 2 or 3 years, but listen, it's all about breeding new players and keeping, the big thing for me is keeping boys interested in playing football for their club.